And we will spend a few moments talking about the state tournament and the girls' draw coming up during our conversation with Andy McGuire. He's back with us once again. Lady Eagles in action, taking on the top team in the state in Hamilton Southeastern. Not able to get the win, but put together a nice effort nonetheless. And Andy, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. How are you?
Great, Scott. Thanks for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Well, thanks to you for being able to join us here this morning. Certainly do appreciate that. Kind of give me a quick scouting report on the Lady Royals of Hamilton Southeastern. What makes them the number one team in the state?
Well, they have one really good player for sure. I mean, Maya Makaluski is just she's an exceptional talent. You know, she's already committed to Indiana University, but she's just a junior. So she's still got time. She's still got games to play at Hamilton Southeastern. But you know, like last night, for example, she scored 37 points. You know, she does it in a variety of ways. She hit 6 3-pointers. She also will post you up because she's 6'3", and she was 9 for 12 from the line. So you know, she's just a really hard guard, and you know, she made it difficult for us. But we were, you know, we were in a position to win the game. We were ahead 7 points going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, it was a really good game for us heading into the tournament, and we were proud of the way our kids played.
Again, Andy McGuire with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we get his thoughts on his girls' play last night, again, falling to Hamilton Southeastern. The final was 76-72. You've had two really competitive conference games coming down the stretch. The overtime win last week over Noblesville, 71-66, and the game last night over Hamilton Southeastern that you're not able to win, 76-72. How tough is the Hoosier Crossroads Conference, Andy?
I think it's pretty good. I feel like it's the best, you know, conference from top to bottom. And obviously the top is really good with Hamilton Southeastern. And, you know, we're right there. And, you know, a team like Noblesville, who we were able to beat last week, is a really, really solid team. And Fishers is one of the better teams in the state. So it's a very competitive conference. And, you know, obviously, it's basically this, you know, what our sectional will be. So just gets us prepared for what's ahead. And we've played really high-level games the last 2 weeks. I mean, we keep a plus-minus chart on games. And last week, that Noblesville game, we were plus 104, and they were plus 101. I mean, that very seldom have I seen two teams over 100 on a plus-minus sheet. And last night was very similar. We were plus 91, and Hamilton Southeastern was plus 101. So we're talking teams that are playing at a high level, and it's fun. I mean, it was a really competitive game the last two weekends, and I think it's been very entertaining for fans who enjoy high school basketball.
Well, how did the game start for you last night?
You know, we got off to a great start last night. I mean, we were down 4 at the end of one. It was 24-20, but came out and hit shots. They answered and hit shots. It was a really good back and forth game. And then, you know, we had a really good, you know, solid second quarter. It kind of slowed down a little bit, but we outscored them 13-6 in the second. So, you know, we went into halftime with a 3-point lead, and you know, felt like we were in position to win a basketball game. The issue that we got into and it didn't get better in the second half as we were in some foul trouble, and that ended up playing a really big role in the outcome of the game.
Fourth quarter, take me through the fourth quarter. You mentioned foul trouble, and who was in foul trouble late in the game?
Well, so fourth quarter, you know, we keep a time chart. When you have three starters who play less than 2 minutes because they foul out, you're playing the majority of a quarter against a high-level team with kids that, you know, you normally wouldn't finish a game with. So, you know, Allie Caldwell, who had 27 points last night, played an unbelievable game. But she fouled out, only played, I think, a minute 20 in the fourth. Faith Leedy didn't have one of the better scoring games, but obviously she's a real key to our success. She fouled out in the fourth. And then we also lost Caroline Sampson, who didn't score last night, but really helped us defensively and rebounding. So, you know, we were basically playing the last 6 minutes of the game with two starters, two subs, and actually a girl that plays, you know, 90% of the time at the JV level. So, and to be within, you know, we were within a point with under a minute left, is a real tribute to our kids for, you know, battling and just hanging in there.
Did it come down to free throws at the end, Andy?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, there was a big discrepancy. You know, they shot 34 free throws, and we shot 18 on the night. So basically, yeah, the last quarter, I'm looking here, they shot 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 42. They shot 18 free throws in the fourth quarter. So, you know, part of that was we put ourselves in a position that we didn't want to be in. But part of that was, you know, I think the thing I was disappointed in, I thought we fouled for sure, but I thought there was a lot of fouling going on the other end. In my opinion, and I'm obviously biased, wasn't being called. So, you know, it's a good learning experience. You know, we talked beforehand that when we leave a gym, all we could really focus on is, you know, what we can control. And I thought our kids did a really good job, and there was nothing for them to be, you know, ashamed of last night in terms of their effort, their attitude, and you know, how hard they worked. So overall, it was a good thing for us. And again, I think it will help prepare us for, you know, what could be ahead.
One more game left in the regular season. Has it gone by quick?
It's gone by really quick. I mean, it's just amazing how fast it goes. I mean, I think there's points in the season where you go, you're tired and you're like, wow, you know, is it going to end? But there's not very many points like that, because once it starts, you're just go, go, go. So, it's been a really great season for us. I mean, I think we, in a lot of ways, maybe have overachieved a little bit, but in a lot of ways, we've earned it. I think our kids have worked really hard, and they're just super good kids who are coachable. So, you know, we're excited. You know, Brownsburg will be a really good challenge for us again next Friday. Another boy-girl doubleheader. Avery Gordon for them is a huge guard. You know, she's 6'5", and she had 41 points last night against Westfield. And so it'll be another really good game that will prepare us for our sectional, and you know, we're excited for that challenge.
This year's sectional is going to be at Hamilton Southeastern. And just to remind the folks, it includes Southeastern and Fishers, yourself, Westfield, Noblesville, and Carmel. So a real cakewalk of a sectional, Andy. You're lucky
for
to be
sure.
in it.
Yeah, for sure. It's, you know, it's, I don't think there's any other sectional that has a better total field of you know, teams. I guess some people would argue the Lawrence sectional with Lawrence North, Lawrence Central. That isn't obviously a really solid sectional too, but again, high level basketball, any one of those teams on any given night can beat each other. And you know, the draw, I would say, could make a big difference for somebody in this pairing. I mean, you it's going to be tough to win. If you had to win three games against some of the teams in that sectional, you're going to have to play to the best of your ability on every given night.
Sectional draw is Sunday, starts at 5. Are you and the team getting together to watch it?
Yes, we will. We always go over to one of our players' houses, and you know, it's a great bonding experience. That's one thing that's fun with this group. We do a lot of team building and a lot of outside activities together. So we'll enjoy probably eating some chili and having some snacks and then watching the draw.
Joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner from Zionsville High School, Lady Eagles head coach Andy McGuire. Eagles fall last night to Hamilton Southeastern. Coming up next will be a matchup with the Lady Bulldogs of Brownsburg. Andy, always great to visit with you. Thanks again for your time, and good luck as you get ready for the end of the season.
Scott, thank you for having me on, and we always appreciate you supporting us and our program, and you know, we're lucky to have Radio Mom and have good people like you in Boone County.
Well, you're very welcome. Once again, Andy McGuire with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break and be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.